All right, joining us again this week on the Outdoor Show, Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. How are you, and how was your Christmas, my friend?
Well, it was wonderful, I'm good, and we survived the holidays again. We had fun with family and friends, and we had a very nice Christmas and holiday time.
Well, let me tell you this. Since I reported that they were slaying walleye on Lake Gogebic, our last time we talked, I have been getting lots of requests from listeners that probably travel to your neck of the woods, I'm assuming, to find out what's going on. Is there still fishable ice on the lake? And what else is happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, on Lake Gogebic, today a couple of shacks went out. So they got about 10 inches now in the bay itself.
Okay.
And there was like a dozen portables out there.
Okay.
So, and I had a couple of my friends are out scouting as we speak. I got stuck with inventory, but we'll get rid of that in short order. But
okay.
They were catching perch down on Vieux des Airs, which is a border lake that's just south of Bruce Crossing on 45 down by Land O'Lakes.
Yeah, sure. Waters meet Land O'Lakes.
Yep. I heard there was some perch and walleyes being caught there, and I know they had good ice. And, of course, the bluegills will be there also, and we're planning on a trip later in the week, so I should have info on that next week. So, it sounds like it's starting to really, because we had 10 degrees this morning, and so we're making ice.
Yeah, right. I wanted to ask you, can you go off of go from like the Hoop and Holler there on the north end of the lake and then pretty much traverse all the way across now? Is it safe?
I don't know that yet.
Okay.
Because that's part of where the Hoop and Holler is part of what we call the Big Lake.
Okay.
Everybody's going in from Berglin off of where the boat launch is and by the Berglin boat launch and the swim beach there.
Okay.
Because the ice goes from east to west. As it gets thicker through that area, and you'll see the shacks. That's where they start from, and then they go out.
All right.
So as far as the hoop, I don't know because I haven't been down that way. So.
Okay. And when we get back into this report with Pete from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing, we're going to get into the snowmobile trails, how much snow they have, what they're grooming, and what he's expecting, plus the hottest-selling ice fishing baits and the must-have lures. All this in our second report this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.